The U.S. Army is reimbursing a subsidiary of Halliburton for nearly all the disputed charges in a controversial contract in Iraq. The decision comes after the government's own auditors questioned about $220 million worth of bills. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Around the beginning of the war, Halliburton received a giant no-bid contract to truck fuel into Iraq. Government auditors later found that in some cases, Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root, or KBR, had paid triple the going rate for fuel. The contract became a big political issue because Halliburton's former CEO was Vice President Dick Cheney. The U.S. Army has decided to pay all but $10 million of the company's disputed charges. The Army Corps of Engineers noted the dangerous security situation in Iraq and KBR's need to buy fuel from a Kuwaiti government-approved firm. Halliburton spokeswoman Kathy Mann said the decision vindicated the company.
KBR has now demonstrated that it delivered this vital fuel for the Iraqi people at a fair and reasonable cost given the circumstances. At a time when neither government agencies nor other companies could or would have delivered, KBR faced the challenges and fulfilled this urgent mission.
But critics of the way the contract was handled see it differently.
This seems like a tremendous victory by Halliburton over the taxpayers.
That's Charles Tiefer, president of government contracting at the University of Baltimore Law School. Tiefer says it was very unusual for the government to reject so many questions raised by its own auditors.
These are not outside critics of the government. They're like the IRS's auditors. They're the auditing branch that's used on defense contracts.
The Army sided with KBR about 95% of the time. Peter Singer, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says that's not typical.
When you compare that to the averages, it's way off the scales. The averages in the past couple of years have been roughly in the ranges of 60 to 50%.
Singer's concerned about the message the Army might send by reimbursing almost all the disputed money.
What's worrisome here is the signal that this is sending not only to the individual company, in this case Halliburton, but also to the wider market. And one hopes that the lesson isn't, if you overbill us, don't worry about it, you'll get away with it.
But another expert on procurement, Steve Schooner, praised the Army for making what he said was sure to be an unpopular decision with the public and the news media.
I think that what the Army did is both a responsible and, frankly, a rather brave thing.
Schooner is co-director of the Government Procurement Law Program at George Washington University. He says people rarely appreciate the difficulty of delivering services in the midst of war.
The message that was sent to the contractors time and time again is that speed is tremendously important. Fulfilling our needs is tremendously important. And the message that continually came from the government is, don't worry about the marginal dollar, just get the job done first.
In examining the bills, the Army Corps, which oversaw the contract, said it did find some unreasonable costs. But in a statement, it also said, quote, the contractor is not required to perform perfectly to be entitled to reimbursement. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you.